Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Vinny, I'm going to start with some excellent news for you.
Great.
I think you're going to like this very much. After several months of bad news at Snap Inc.
Oh, I saw this.
Snapchat's performance in the fourth quarter sent the beleaguered stock soaring back with gains of more than 20% in after-hour trading on Tuesday.
Is the market open yet?
I think it opens in 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Does it open at 9:30 on the East Coast?
Yeah, it's not posting the gains. Yeah. It shows it's at 7, which
no, 7 is the new amount. 7. It was down about 2 weeks ago. It was at 5 something. They're saying it's the first. It's like the first. It's 20%. That's a 20% gain. Gained over a buck. I mean, yesterday it closed at like 6 something, and now it's up to 7. And they're like, it's huge.
But would aftermarket increases post?
Yes.
Oh, they would. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
$7. Well, 7 what? Where is it at, Brinny?
704 right now.
704?
Yes.
Yeah. So when did you buy it? Let's see. It was at $20 in March of...
I guess we shouldn't talk about that.
2018.
Yeah, you're not helping anybody. You've been on a roll this morning. What are you trying to do to me?
It's good.
You can say February 1st, it was at 668. January 30th, around, it was 630. So it's been on,
it's looking good.
On the rise, you know?
After hours trading last night, got it up to about $7. In the report that they issued yesterday, they said their daily average user count came in at 186 million people. It's great. They say they do not see a decline for next quarter. Managed to boost their revenue.
Well, the reason I got it in the first, the kids love it.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids are growing up with it, so the kids will continue to use it, you know, as they get older.
Hopefully.
Everybody I know.
All my kids are using it.
Yeah, they're
right.
All over it.
Yep. That freaking Kylie Jenner, man. She shouldn't have said anything about it. She tanked that thing.
She sure did.
So they're making money. $2, $2.09 per user, they're saying, up from $1.53 of a year ago.
Oh, that's good.
Added new advertisers, increased their prices on a per impression basis. And Chief Executive Evan Spiegel said
that guy.
They grew revenue by 43% in 2018, bringing profitability within reach. So great news to start off the day.
All right.
Congratulations, Vinny.
I'm still down.
It's turning around. It's turning around. It's turning around. It's coming back.
$13 away from breaking even.
It's going to be fine. Long term.
Each share.
Nice, Bryn.
Just right. You know. Right.
It's true. So.
$13 per share. Right.
Yeah. How many of those do you have?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Jennifer Lawrence is engaged.
Oh, no.
Wait
a
minute.
To who?
This guy she started dating in June.
Oh, my God. That's not going to last. What's his name?
We don't like him.
His name is Cook Maroney.
Cook Maroney?
Are you being serious?
Totally serious. Cook Maroney.
Oh, yeah.
Are you looking at the pictures of him?
This guy?
Yeah, that's the guy. Cook Maroney. Cook with an E. Cook.
Who's
Cookie.
He?
Cookie Maroney.
He's an art dealer. Tell me who he is. An art dealer?
Yeah. He is a New York City art gallery director, which I think is, you know, longhand for art dealer. Cook Maroney, I don't have a lot of details about how or when he proposed. They were spotted at dinner recently, and she was wearing a massive ring. And her rep said, yes, they are engaged. So People Magazine, I guess, got the scoop. They've been dating since this past summer.
I have a friend who just started dating a girl, and I was like, I'm so happy for him because he's one of my friends, and I'm so,
and he seems happy with
this
person.
He seems happy.
Yeah.
And it actually, it was about the wedding date. And, you know, he was like, who knows, dude? You might be coming to my wedding before I go to yours. I'm like, you guys just met. What?
I'm fast tracking it, man. How old is this friend of yours?
50.
How old's the lady? Do they have kids already?
No, no, no. 30-something.
Oh. Nice. Does she have any kids? Because she might be all tick,
that
tick, ticking.
Well, maybe.
Maybe,
but
they will beat you to the aisle, down the aisle.
Well, good. It's not a contest, in my opinion, but all right.
I don't know, for some people it is. So they've been dating since this past summer. Maroney is an art dealer in New York City. His clients include Lena Dunham's father.
Oh,
oh,
the
my
father.
God.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
Great.
Oh, oh, my God.
It's nobody.
He's I'm jealous. Jennifer previously dated Darren Aronofsky. Were they engaged?
No.
And
they broke up after that movie tanked. That,
no,
that
mother?
Movie that, yeah.
Mother.
Hated.
Cook is 34. Cookie. I'm going to call him Cookie.
Cookie.
His name is spelled
with
Cook
an E.
With an E at
yeah.
the end. Cookie. My name's our kid Cookie. Come on. Cookie Maroney. Jennifer's 28, so it's a good age match.
So they were introduced by her best friend, Laura Ooh. Simpson.
That's her best friend?
Yeah. She's not anyone famous, but that's because you were saying we have no idea how they met.
Yeah.
Did a little bit of research. And
thank you. That's great.
Good job, buddy.
Thanks.
Yeah. So she just runs in those circles in New York City, and she's all, oh my God, I know this guy, Cookie Maroney. You're going to love him.
Yuzette, can you fan Hooman down? He just did a lot of work.
Yeah, that was smoking hot.
I was thinking, actually, okay, we won't hear back from him for a couple hours.
Well, that'll be a loss. Speaking of people getting married, Charlie Sheen's never doing it again.
Why not?
Well,
you know what?
He's
he had
learning.
A funny ad in the Super Bowl.
He did. Just a little quickie
yeah.
thing. What was that?
It was like peanuts or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, he made a comment. He just made a comment during... They sort of flashed to him.
I can't remember it, yeah. but I remember laughing and going, oh, that wasn't bad.
Are we researching it? Research department?
Yeah, I'm researching.
You're the best.
I'm looking at all his wives.
He was married to Donna Peel from 95 to 96, Denise Richards from 02 to 06, and Brooke Mueller from 08 to 011.
Yeah, he doesn't have a good track record.
He says that. He says, no. I suck at it.
Right.
When you're really bad at something, there's no reason to keep pursuing it. He doesn't even have time to date right now, he's saying. I guess he's very busy, you guys. Very busy.
I know he was saying yesterday he's interested in coming back to Two and a Half Men.
Yeah, he said he'd love to do like a reunion show.
Ready
at
for
the very
ad
least.
Here?
Yes, I'm ready
it
for the
says,
ad.
It says, don't drive like a nut, professional driver on a police
oh,
course.
Oh, right.
So it's a nut driving.
It's the peanut. It's the Mr. Peanut.
And here's Charlie right after this scene.
The nut. The peanut's got air right there.
They do. We actually.
Uh-huh.
Well done.
Oh, that was Motley Crue in the background.
Oh, yeah, it
Did
was.
You hear that?
Yeah. What was the song?
Kickstart My Heart.
Yeah, baby. Charlie doesn't have time. He's busy making commercials and trying to get a reboot going for 2.5 Men.
His net
and
worth.
And his sobriety, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. His net worth is only $10 million now.
No, it isn't. Stop it.
Says,
it.
Internet says as of 2019.
Oh my God.
That was a dude who had $100+ million
totally.
Dollars.
Yeah.
That I can't believe it. That
well,
that
remember
seems...
he was trying to sell his homes.
Yeah, I know, but he's gotta be getting residuals out the yin yang for Two and a Half Men and the anger management thing. I guess he'll probably continue to have an income.
You
but
know,
he's...
the anger management thing must have not been what he had said it was because
they shot 100 episodes. They
right,
banged them out in or in.
But I don't think anyone watched them.
Yeah,
I certainly didn't.
They were not that great.
And he had trouble with
Selma Blair.
Selma Blair right off the bat.
Right. Brian Austin Green was also on that show. He played the neighbor.
Oh.
A couple other goofy girls, but he was a therapist.
I can't believe he's got 10 million. I mean, no wonder he's doing the Mr. Peanuts commercial.
Anything he can get.
I need really anything.
I bet he pays a lot in health bills, too.
Yeah. Well, he's HIV positive, so I don't know what his kind of cocktail he's on. And, you know, and he's trying to be a sober dude, too, right? So he is busy. There's no place for it in the right now in the current landscape of his life, dating. Let's see. There's your marriage news. Michael Bolton makes the news today.
Yeah. Who?
Michael Bolton. He was supposed to do a live interview, and he did wind up doing the interview, I will say that.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm. Like- later in their broadcast.
Okay.
he's supposed to be doing a live interview on Australia's The Morning Show. They don't say what part of it, just all of Australia's The Morning Show.
Okay.
He wasn't actually in the studio. He was appearing via satellite, so I assume he had an earpiece in. And do you have some of the satellite footage that was when they initially went to Michael Bolton, who I don't know what he's promoting, but he, for some reason, needed to be on the Australia's The Morning Show.
He might be doing a tour or something.
Sure, something like that.
Oh, yeah, he's doing
a tour. I just have a still right here. Looks like he's sleeping. That's, that's pretty
go.
Much...
It was about we don't have any video of it?
I'll get it in a second.
Yeezy was saying that it does look like he's saying, no, I wasn't falling asleep.
I feel like to me he may have been just like resting his eyes and he's waiting for them to come to him.
So that's
and
the story he fell asleep on the show?
Is it? Or is he looking at his phone? What's
well,
he doing?
The problem, I think, comes down to whatever feed was supposed to be coming into his ear wasn't. So he had no idea he was on the show. And apparently his phone, he says his phone was in his lap and he was looking down at it.
I don't think
that's so his eyes look closed.
Uh-huh.
Who even thinks bad of him for that?
Yeah.
I don't even care.
I don't.
You care?
It's
no.
funny. It
I don't
is
think
funny
bad.
Footage.
I just think it's funny.
I only wish I could fall asleep that easily.
He says he didn't. He says, I got my first record deal when I was 15 and I haven't slept since. In all seriousness, there were technical issues with the live feed and they caught me tweeting.
Uh-huh.
We had a great interview once they fixed the glitch. Oh, he does look asleep. He just can't hear them.
He's not getting the feed.
Yeah, he says, it's gone silent.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone silent.
So the next guy they interview actually tries to pull a funny one. Here it is.
Oh yeah, it is funny. The guy pretends
a good
like
one.
He's asleep.
Good one, everybody. Y'all get it up
cute.
Here on The Morning Show. Oh, all of Australia still asleep. Ah, ha, ha.
Having a good laugh at Michael Bolton's expense. That's real nice.
You would have done that, too.
That's funny. Jillian Michaels, I would like you to marry me.
I'll play it, play it, play it.
Looks like she's splitting with her longtime partner, Heidi Rhodes.
Oh, no.
But Heidi's saying, I want spousal support.
Yes. Of course.
So while it may be an amicable split, especially since they have two kids together,
yeah,
she's going to be on the hook for.
Why shouldn't Jillian pay for their relationship not working out?
You're going to pay for it.
I hate that.
I would like.
How much is she worth?
I don't know.
$14 million.
That's
You know, for her, she doesn't seem poor, but for Charlie, she was
well,
poor.
Charlie had $100 million or more.
I know, Charlie was rolling in it. Anyway, the two of them are breaking up. It's just fun to talk about.
He was the highest paid guy on TV, right?
Yeah.
He was. What was he making, 1.8 an episode or something?
Like that,
or some crazy amount? All he had to do was just get along. Modern Family has been renewed for an 11th season. But that is going to be it. It looks like the 11th season will be the final season for Modern Family. If you're a former fan who dropped off, they're saying, jump back on. More milestone events than anyone who has been a fan of the series will ever see.
I like that show, but I never, I only watch it when I catch it, like when it's on.
Right.
Like right then I go, hey, I just walked in and that's on.
Where does that go in syndication? I know that, you know, now that it's, I don't know, 11 seasons in or 10 seasons in, it's definitely been in syndication for a couple of years, right?
It is, because I do see it like on the TBS type station.
Oh, right.
So
it's not.
Around those numbers. I never stopped to watch it, though.
Never?
Mm-mm.
I feel like I've seen
like
maybe
Julie
two or
Bowen
three.
And
I like them
Sophia
all.
Sophia Vergara.
I think it looks
great.
The gay
couple is hysterical.
Yeah.
I never
wind up watching a whole episode.
Yeah.
President of ABC Entertainment, Carrie Burke, says she wants to reboot a few shows, including Lost and Alias. Do not reboot Lost, please. Lost was a huge disappointment.
Well, I thought, what's the new one? It starts with an M? It's about a plane that, like, disappeared for 5 years and then lands.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
What's the... Is it the... Miracle?
I don't know. I just said it. You said M.
Mystique.
Mystique?
Nah, I don't know. Someone help me out. But that's a similar show, and it's on now. It just started.
I'm just going to...
Manifest.
Manifest. Thank you.
Manifest. Oh, wow, Human. Two of them are great.
Boy,
I need the fan.
Can you keep this level up?
Whoa.
Someone's going to have to squirt him down.
Yeah.
Jesus. On fire.
Well, I won't have much to give with the secret show. I'll probably have to leave at 10.
You still leave at 10 today?
I do, yeah.
Well, you went all out for Johnny's podcast this week anyway.
Yeah, that's true. So you're probably
exhausted
from that.
That was so funny.
That was not my fault. Every time I try to talk, man. All right.
He asked you a question, and you start back at the beginning when I was born.
Yeah, you got to curtail that.
It's a secret show.
I know, but it's Johnny's secret show. He doesn't want, we don't need the whole history.
It all started.
Not only did Johnny not want it, you guys didn't want it either. Nobody wanted it, apparently.
He starts into it, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm falling asleep. Please stop. I've heard this story 50 million times.
We're really
going to
start in the prize closet folding t-shirts.
Yeah, we are.
Well, that's where we ended, too. He's been on the show 20 years. Moving on.
Still folding shirts.
Oh, my God. So the Johnny podcasts are going to air, the ones that we're guests on, this coming Monday and the Monday afterward. It's the Johnny Mosley podcast. Mm. Do you guys know who Beto O'Rourke is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's the guy who... He lost to Ted Cruz. He was trying to take his seat in the Senate.
Oh, right, in Texas.
Yeah, he's a, tall, good-looking white dude.
Mm-hmm. Has he announced he's running?
It looks like he's saying he's going to decide within the next month. He got to sit down with Oprah, and as you know, she's a kingmaker. So, I mean, just look at Dr. Phil. He is on the verge of making a decision. So, fine, spend your money and figure out if you can try and get the nomination. But I do feel like a lot of people throw their hats in and a lot of money is wasted on this. But, have it. If that's your aspiration, then go for it. So he sat down with Oprah for Super Soul Sunday.
Oh yeah.
Is that a show she does?
Yeah.
You watch that?
Not really. It's, as I say what it is, it's the uplifting, empowering.
Oprah-like. Well, I guess he sat down for the interview and it'll air on Super Soul Sunday. Uh-huh. I don't know. I would assume that's a Sunday show.
Yeah.
He says he's been thinking about running for president and he'll decide whether or not to run by the end of this month. He sold a story about a recent conversation with Barack Obama, blah, blah, blah. So if you're interested in that guy and his run, I guess you have to watch Oprah's Super Soul Sunday. She sizzles. There was a big, I remember all kinds of people were trying to support him in his bid to take Cruz's seat.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I guess he's going to try and ride that momentum, the same momentum that lost him that race. Good luck. Your money. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news? Good luck to him.
A cold splash of water on a Tuesday morning.
I just feel like,
Is it Wednesday?
It is Wednesday. It's hump day.
Good job, Bryn. Okay, what's coming up? Well, we'll talk snow for a minute. Also, dating deal breakers, dating dude refrigerator.
Say that again.
I don't want to.
Okay.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
More after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Our own Bryn has thrown a little party on Friday at the Oak Ridge Mall in San Jose.
San Jose.
You're at the Century Theater doing a VR demonstration.
VR experience, yes. It should be fun. And I want to let you know that I'm not just doing that. I'm hanging out, too. So if you're not really into video games, you can come out and just hang out. And,
Do you get free hugs?
Yeah, I get free hugs.
You're gonna have some Alice
chat
stuff?
Me up.
Will you kick anyone in the face?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've been getting a little bit, more PC, I think. I shouldn't.
I'll let
people kick me in the face.
Oh my God, don't say that. Someone will try to kick you in the face.
I don't want to get in trouble. So you can.
You'll be allowed
to
block.
They're not an expert like you are, probably. Right.
let's just hug and hang out, and then check out this VR experience.
You should do that thing you do to Hooman sometimes, where you kick like you're gonna kick him in the face, and then you just tap him with your foot.
Yeah,
we're
an HR nightmare.
Yeah. We are.
But I'll be there Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. at Century 20 Oak Ridge in San Jose.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is where you can watch this show.
Hello.
We're performing for the cameras now. Hello.
We do magic tricks and all kinds of sleight of hand that you only know about it if you're watching the show.
Right. Here's what's happening.
Okay. I'm ready.
So, snow.
Yeah.
We got lots of it. Oh, by the way, the Snap stock... It hadn't posted yet. It's up over almost $9.
Oh my
God! It's almost at $9 right now.
Oh, that's huge, Vinny.
I know. I'm almost halfway back.
That's great.
Per share. Thanks, Bryn.
That is great.
Yes, it is great.
Nine what?
No, it's almost at nine. Oh. It was like jumping between 875, 863, 8
Fantastic.
Something. So it's almost back. So that's good.
That is good.
Best it's
I know.
Seen
I had him look
time.
It up, and he goes seven. I'm like, well. I mean, it's up. That's good, I guess.
All right.
But it's not $9. That's for sure.
Back Woo! To the snow. North Star's got
it at $5. Oh.
North Star's got a 9-foot base.
Jesus,
Squaw's
that's a lot.
Got a 13-foot base.
As
much as 3 feet have fallen in the last couple days. Also something you don't see too often. As I was coming over the summit yesterday, people parked on the side of the road having snowball fights.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's adorable. It's a little bit of a traffic nightmare, mm-hmm.
But
how cute.
There they were with their kidlets throwing snow at each other and
adorable.
Having a great time.
How much snow was there?
There was a lot of snow. I mean, it
was.
Would
you say several inches? I mean.
Yeah. I would.
Enough to scoop up
clean
snowballs, huh?
Yep.
That's great.
Also, in Tahoe, they had tons of roadway closed down due to blizzard conditions. It looks like there's still some trouble depending on where you go. So you really want to check the road conditions before you head up.
Right. But today and tomorrow look like they're going to be clear. Like if you were thinking about going for the weekend, maybe take Friday off and head up tomorrow or something.
You may need snow tires or chains in certain parts of the road, but they got more than 3 feet of new snow. So
it's big.
They're looking good.
Jeez, real good. 3 feet. Just keep dumping. Just keep dumping.
And for snow to fall around here, that's crazy.
It is. Well, it has been, like you said this morning, it was 32 degrees at your house. Like, it has been freezing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the last couple days, it's been under 40 when I get in my car in the morning. I think it was like 36 today. No ice.
Do you have that thing where you can start your car from in
yes.
the house?
So I don't. I have it pre-programmed. It starts at, it warms up for me 10 minutes before I get into it. I don't have to do anything. I just come out and it's all warm
and
up.
And the heat?
Heat's cranked.
Good for
I
you.
I turn my hot seat on and I drive off.
All this smart stuff. Look
yeah.
at,
Woo!
How about a smart refrigerator?
A smart fridge, huh?
So Samsung refrigerators now have a Tinder-style dating app where you swipe based on what's in people's fridges. They say that eating is like 77% of relationships. They're not wrong. It seems like that's all you ever do.
Yeah, well, that's, you know,
go from
anytime
one meal,
you,
you've right. got a couple minutes, and then you're at another one. You're
right.
What in the hell?
Well, that's how we connect. I mean, we
you
sit across.
That's also how we grow out of our pants.
That is true. I'll give you that. If you're doing a lot of dating and a lot of eating. And it's so expensive to eat out, too.
It is.
So it's nice to know what people have in their fridge. So it's like if they use the same condiments as you or something?
Well, that's part of it. So Samsung launched this new app for their smart refrigerator.
What, do they have a screen right on the door?
They're calling it Refrigerator Dating.
Oh.
It's a Tinder-style app, so you would swipe based on what the picture that someone's uploaded inside their fridge. I would think most people's fridges are filthy. You got to clean those things out.
Yes.
You got to get in there regularly. And get rid of the stuff you're not going to eat.
And actually wipe down the shelves and stuff.
Right.
It gets gross in a fridge. If you open your fridge and you can smell something, it's a problem.
We hope people can meet, this is from Samsung, people can meet under more honest and transparent circumstances with the help of the contents of the fridge. Mm. Because you can tell a lot about a person. You don't have to own one of Samsung's $4,000 smart fridges to join.
Oh, that's good.
You can get refrigerating on your phone's browser, but you'll still have to upload a picture of your fridge to get in on the action.
But if you... So this is downloadable to the front of your fridge and you can sit and swipe.
I think so.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it would encourage you to keep your fridge. I'm for people keeping their fridges clean.
A couple tips to get started. Don't go styling your fridge now. If this is to work, it needs to be the real thing. Cheating and relationships don't work well together.
Oh.
Well, they're trying to get you to, like, for example, if you eat meat, you should have meat in your fridge so that mm-hmm. people know that you're a meat eater.
Right. I keep that in the drawer, though. You know.
Me too.
You can't really see that.
Good point.
Well, maybe you can open it up.
Yeah.
Oh, all your stuff.
Right. Take some pictures of the drawer. God, my drawers are so packed with crap.
Really?
Yeah. Once in a while, when I go to clean out the thing, you pull out like the cilantro that's turned yellow and it's kind of
stinky,
wet, and
yeah, gross.
Like, oh God, I don't even want to handle that.
Right. That's what I was saying.
Pull out a block of cheese has mold all over.
Oh,
it.
Oh man,
really?
Oh. What's going on with you?
I just don't eat the stuff that's in the drawer. I never look in there.
Hot
dogs that are kind of gray.
Cooking, huh?
I don't cook. I'm done.
I clean my fridge out every Saturday.
You got two hands at work.
Yeah. Oh, I could do the laundry, but you can't do the cooking.
Well, if the cooking wasn't,
dare you?
Excuse me, if I may.
Your hands look like
if the cooking wasn't getting done, I would do the cooking. I make a mean egg. I make a mean spaghetti.
Oh,
what about a salad?
I make it. Sure. Are you kidding me? I can cut the top off a salad bag. No problem.
You didn't make the egg sandwich last time really quick.
Dude, and that
she
was, you have to admit,
like, you want some
that
meat?
Was delicious.
Bow, 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 boom. I was like, runny egg. I was like, this is delicious.
It was
Look
good, huh?
Go.
I would make yours a little more well-cooked.
I like it well.
I know.
I don't like when it's like, it squirts right on your shirt.
I love
You're
it.
Like, what in the heck?
You just got to be ready for that, Vinny.
I don't want to.
Put a napkin down.
A new study asked people to name their biggest dating deal breakers.
Oh.
You know, as we're heading to Valentine's, love is on everyone's
mind. Well, listen, I haven't dated in a long time, but I'm going to say bad breath.
Different political views comes in at 10. Credit card debt. You won't know that,
Oh, how do
though.
You know that? Yeah.
Neediness. Neediness is a rough one.
You get that right away, though. People do try to be on their best behavior, but there are always clues to the neediness. Like, if you go out on a date and it went well and the person is real, you can just start to get that vibe like, uh-oh.
Well, good night is sufficient. Not, when should we do this again?
Right. I need you. I deserve you. I miss your face. You seem a little needy. I don't know.
Look, we've got more access to contact with each other through these phone things than anyone should possibly need or want. We don't need to make a plan tonight at the end of the first date.
Right.
We're good.
We're
good
all
night
set.
Is
I'll
the,
be able to get a hold
night.
Of you I, the same way I got a hold of you yesterday.
Oh,
and
man.
Today when I confirmed that I was picking you up at 8.
Good night.
Nighty night.
Right.
Bye.
Bad sense of humor, laziness.
Oh.
These are all dating deal breakers.
Ooh,
selfishness.
About, yeah, or they treat people poorly. They're
rudeness.
Waiters. Yeah. Mm.
Bad hygiene, that. Anger issues, and untrustworthiness is number one.
Oh, look at you counting up from the bottom.
I
right.
noticed that when he started at
10. Mm-hmm. Duh.
How about a fast fact?
I like fast facts, Vinny.
The person who invented and patented the clasp on bras was?
A man.
Mark Twain.
What? Oh.
Those are great. Are you talking about the little, so there's a couple different kinds of clasps.
Well, like eye hooks, right? Is that what they're called?
Well, there's a hook and I don't know what you would call that.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Ladder.
Right, so there's a hook that goes in, but then there's also a thing, it's like a round section like this that you attach one bra strap to, and then there's a hook that comes over the top and it slides into a thing on the other side.
Oh, right. I don't know which one he did. I think it's the...
The ones that one hooks into the other.
Right. Those right. little metal...
Yeah. I don't know what that's called. Eye and hook? Hook and eye?
I just use them. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mark Twain.
Well, that is fantastic.
Good for him. Thank you.
Is that
Mark.
Guy's name really Mark? It's Samuel Clemens.
All right, so he did the Hook and Eye.
Hook and Eye.
Yeah,
the that's hook the and common
eye.
One.
Yeah,
yeah.
He also part of the invention has to do with the elastic. It's called basically Mark Twain's elastic clasp brassiere strap.
Oh, in other words, it had a little give to it as you pulled it across, so you could hook it, and it would snugly fit around your rib cage.
You're welcome, ladies.
Thank you, Mark
Here's
Twain.
Here's the design here. You see that?
Oh, yeah.
That he drew out?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm just picturing a man, when amazing. You men try to unhook our bras.
Well, it's not that funny. You know, you reach for the back and then the clasp is up front. You're like, what? Come on.
Or it's a different
Can
kind
you
of clasp.
Just take that
like,
thing
what
off?
The hell?
Right, there's all different
Usually
ones.
The left hand, though. It's the
Reaching
right
Reaching around. Wow. Where's the... Ah, oh, come on.
Has comedy, a guy, man.
Has you a, pull a Fonzie and go...
Has a guy ever tried to unhook your bra and he's like, fishing around the back, and finally you're like 10 minutes later, oh, you have to do it up front. Does that ever happen?
I don't leave it that long, usually.
10 you know, minutes.
When someone's trying to, when I'm making out with someone for 10 minutes, yeah. I'm usually pretty much like, why are we not doing it already?
Oh, you know.
Let me get that for you.
Yeah. Why are we Let not help doing you out. It already?
Yeah, it's been 10 minutes. How
today,
long are we going to make out
today,
for?
Today, mister.
I'm not 15 anymore.
Gosh. Major League Baseball's managed to buy the domain names for all of its teams except three. Giants.com is owned by the New York Giants.
Oh, wow.
Rays.com is owned by a restaurant in Seattle.
Oh.
And Twins.com is owned by a set of twins in California who will not sell for any price.
Huh. Oh.
Are they porn
they should
stars?
Sell.
I don't know, but I you, yeah, sell and make that money.
Right.
Are it's, you crazy?
The Maybe guys, they're making more money doing the other thing.
Their names are Derland and Darvin Miller.
And there's nothing there.
How old are they?
There's nothing. It's just D&D. Oh. That's all it says. Oh. Like Dungeons and Dragons.
They're not even using the site.
They should totally sell. Yeah. I wonder how much they could get for it.
Well, if they could get $50,000, wouldn't that be worth it?
Oh, you got to show them the picture of these two.
Why?
Yeah, Derland
are
and
they
Darvin?
Super handsome?
Wow.
So no, they're not.
Sure which one it is.
I mean, it's the blonde guys with the Jeep in the background.
Are you sure?
I just typed in Derland and Darvin
on the
Miller.
Left there?
Oh, right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure let's have, let me have a look at them. Let me have a look.
Oh, yeah, they're from San Francisco.
They look like the
They're
Wiggle...
from here?
Oh, my God. Are they the Winklevoss twins?
Feel free to not question
It says San Francisco right
I want $1 billion for twins.com.
The image to make it
Oh, here, free. Use that look.
That's
Oh, older dudes.
Okay, I see them.
Oh, my God, they're so cute. They look like they really love each other.
They won't sell for any price, huh?
Are they... connected twins?
Looks like it, doesn't it?
Oh, they're Siamese?
No.
I think you're supposed
so.
To say
they're
conjoined.
They're just that close.
What really? Do you mean?
Isn't Siamese twins not PC?
Oh, I don't know.
You can't say Siamese anymore?
I think you say conjoined. Difference? I don't know, man.
Well, tell me why we can't say it
because
so I know.
People from Siam, which doesn't even exist anymore. It's Thailand, isn't it? I don't know.
Oh, was Thailand used to be Siam?
I think so. I don't know.
Man, more research.
Do more research. I figured that out. I don't know. Can someone look up why saying Siamese twins? I've been told don't say that. You say conjoined.
If you want to be politically
correct.
Formerly
known as Siam, you're correct about Thailand.
Thank you.
Don't call conjoined twins Siamese twins. The term dates back to a pair of Chinese brothers who lived in the 1800s.
Those are the guys that are in the world record
so,
book.
So what? Who cares?
I don't know.
That
they
it's
just
named after them. Like, why is it?
I don't know.
Politically incorrect.
408 says, "I know Derwin and Darvin. They're great guys.
They look like super fun."
Ask them why. Hey, lady. Ask them why they won't sell.
Or Mister.
Ask them why we have to call them conjoined and not Siamese.
Yeah. We don't even know that they are.
They do. They look. Are. Oh, you think
you
they're
think
just hugging?
They I think they're just hugging each other.
Yeah, they're just close. They're brothers.
But did that shirt have the same collar on it?
They're both wearing black shirts.
Oh, they're both wearing black shirts. Yeah. Well, I am
no,
looking for
okay. Like, so here it is.
It's like black and like navy blue or something.
It seems like.
Oh yeah, maybe they're not conjoined.
Yeah. Yeah.
The medical community. Wants you to say conjoined because it's a better medical term.
Oh, so the Siamese people haven't.
As far as I
are
can
you still
see,
allowed to say Siamese cats, or do you have to say conjoined cats?
You can. I think you can say Siamese. I don't think anyone is really mad.
No one's complaining
except the
about
doctors.
It. Okay, so we can.
Can
so
we
Vinny,
offend doctors?
You can say Siamese twins. I think.
Listen, I don't want no trouble. I hadn't heard that. How often do you see conjoined people
Not very many times, right?
It was just random. We happened upon the twins.
Yeah. Twins.com. You know why they haven't sold it? No one's offered them enough money for it yet.
It's got to be. Right?
Someone offers them the right amount of money.
Someone says I went to high school with them in San Jose. They're 58. They had a band. Probably still do. One played the guitar. The other one played the bass.
Oh.
I want to start a band so bad.
Oh, my God. Let's have a band, Vinny.
I can't right now. There's no time.
Just tell me what songs to learn. I'll learn them. What do you want me to be? The drummer? You got
gone.
It. I'd love to be the drummer.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, Hooman has peaked for the week. He should take the next 2 days off.
You got it. I'll see you guys Monday.
Bye, Hooman.
No Hooman.
He's been working OT.
No Hooman.
OT.
Mm-hmm. So I love you. You're under show. The show that's happening while the real show is happening.
You're welcome.
Sarah, progressives have 3 views. Bifocals have 2. You can bifocals 2 views without the visible line.
Oh.
So they can do it without the...
I don't even care if it has a line. Whatever it takes. I'm going to talk to Dr. Day today. She's a little bit of a disappointment. I had that other nice doctor before.
Yeah, that's too bad you didn't know which one you had.
I don't know. Whatever. Dr. Day looks nice.
650 says, so drop the car off tonight. No, yeah, I live so far away, and I have to drive it in, and then I have to get a loaner car. There's a whole thing going on with this trying to get this window fixed that some scumbag broke. In under 10 minutes, I'm in the sports basement. God!
Life-changing. A life-changing visit to
the
sports basement.
And I've been dealing with the fallout from this for stupid PT bands.
It sucks, but things could be worse.
God!
Thank your lucky stars. This is the extent of your problem right now. You can handle it. The world only throws you what you can handle.
Is that right?
No. Just trying to make it feel better.
510 says, preach, Sarah.
Yeah.
Still working on getting my husband to do dishes and chores around the house. Only 2 months married, though.
Oh, listen, you've got time.
It's
we
over.
Have you can beat him
look,
down.
No, hold on. We have, at my house, we have a we divide up the chores. I believe me, I pull my weight. I do a ton of stuff.
Sure.
Why'd you make
that she's
comment?
On maternity leave. That's part of the thing. She's home.
Yeah, and
even when she's not, she works from home. Like every morning, just throw in a load of laundry.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
well,
but you know,
that's
you
not the tone you took last time.
You know, we help each other.
Last time you
it's,
set me
it's
up.
It's a partnership.
Punk.
You could throw in a load. The problem is, if he starts throwing in loads, she's never doing laundry again.
Right.
Do you have a house cleaner, a maid?
No.
Nothing?
I do the bathrooms. You don't have no. There's a. I do a ton of stuff. I do the bathrooms. Like,
dude.
Fully scrub the shower. Mm. Who does that?
No
housekeepers.
Yeah, housekeepers.
Right.
That's who does
I do that.
Yeah.
Why?
And the
well,
toilets.
Nice to know,
you know who scrubs the toilets?
Who?
Me and my daughter.
Oh, you make your daughter do that?
No, hell yeah, you make her do it.
She should be doing chores.
She's 5 years old.
She comes around and she's like, can I help you? I'm like, you bet.
Get in here, girl.
What do you
so we put on
that?
Music and we listen to music and we clean the whole upstairs bathroom, all the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
mop. When's the last time you mopped?
It's been
never.
A long time.
Right. I mop.
I mop in the kitchen sometimes if it needs it. It's, you know, after you cook something kind of messy.
I hear I'm not doing loads of baby laundry. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Get her.
I clean the toilets.
I can't believe you do that.
I can't either.
You
need
it.
Get a housekeeper.
Right. You guys
spend
my
work.
Money.
People need work.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, Bryn, you clean the toilets?
Yeah. Who else is going to clean the toilets?
A housekeeper. On. Jesus. You
yeah, all right.
She's right.
Yuzi, do you have a girl who comes in?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
You were just not
all the girls. All the girls on the show
yeah,
are like,
yeah,
I don't do that.
She only comes every 2 weeks.
So you only clean the toilets every 2 weeks?
Every 2 weeks.
How often do you clean your toilets? Every day?
I mean, there's no need to. If there's a reason to clean them, they will be clean. But every 2 weeks seems to be fine.
Yeah, I have the cleaning
so
stuff right there.
They
if they needed
clean,
to be clean.
You mean Johnny V cleans them?
If they need to be clean, I would definitely clean them.
Okay.
I spent years cleaning toilets.
What does that mean?
She's earned her way to not having to clean toilets anymore.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I still do. All the time.
Good for you.
It's great, Vinny. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Obviously, you enjoy it.
I don't enjoy it.
You're a vacuumer, too.
I do vacuum the house as well.
Do you do the dishes?
I do the dishes. I vacuum. and I do the bathrooms. So don't talk
to me.
Do you
do the rain gutters and stuff
laundry.
Like that?
We don't. You know what's funny that you talk about the rain gutters all the time? I don't think everybody has trees that hang over their houses that are dropping stuff in their gutters.
It's true, they don't, but there's still a lot of debris that gets in there. Anything that lands on your roof, and if you have a composite roof, the shingle bits will roll down. They need to be cleaned.
You got a composite roof?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's like
that tile. Roof is way too high.
Yeah,
for people to be walking around.
You have a
on
tall
it.
House, like for us, you know, it would only be like a 12-foot fall to the ground.
Oh, that's you could die.
Yeah,
falling off the roof of my house.
Yep, it looks like it.
Yep. Brian, you clean your rain gutters?
I do, especially when I have to. Sometimes.
You got a composite roof?
Yes, all I
right.
do.
So it gets like it's like grit. It comes right off the tar.
It's like sand. Yeah. It just
and it can clog up your stuff, right? But you need to.
Joy's
look
the kids.
At the time.
Joy's the homeownership.
Oh, look at that!
Oh my God!
Joy's the cleaning
what
the toilet.
Happens? I don't understand.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.